Namaste, caballero. Ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show Vida en Cero Gravedad. Life in Zero Gravity. Tú sabes las vibras. You know the vibes by now. You're well aware of what the fuck the vibes are, so stop fucking questioning it. Damn it, I'm gonna get demonetized. Well, I'm already demonetized. You know what I got demonetized for? Is for using TikTok videos on YouTube. That shit is so annoying. Like, all the social media platforms don't want you to use other platform shit. It's like, y'all could all grow together. It's kind of like a representation of, like, what rappers do in the industry. They're like, oh, I don't want to give this rapper shine because it's going to take away from me. You know, that's what all these whack-ass social media apps do. And it's just, it's trash to me. Although I would say that, like, YouTube and Instagram are worse than TikTok. TikTok just has its own weird rules, you know. I don't like stuff that doesn't make sense. Like, I get in trouble on all of them, but I got in trouble on TikTok for posting a video where there was a shirtless picture of me as a kid, and they called it child endangerment, which I just thought was ridiculous. You know, it's like, come on now, that's me. That's me from like 20 years ago. Like, come on. I'm a kid, you know, but whatever. I digress. Konnichiwa, bitches. Weebs and weebets. The king of the weebs. Grandmaster of the weebs. Lord New Jack. Oh, man. I bow. I was going to tip my cap, you know, salute the weebs, but you got to bow to the weebs, you know. I'm going to bow to them. Hello, weebs. To show deference. Oh, man. Oh, no, that's just... It's funny how stuff shifts, you know? Because you think certain people are really strong, and then the more you get to know them, the more you're like, actually... Like, it would be the people that... Sometimes it would be the people that say people are sensitive. They'll be the ones that are, like, the most sensitive. Like, they talk so much shit, but if you say anything about them, it's a problem, you know? It's funny how that works. It's like, bro, you talk shit. What do you expect to happen? Like, honestly, if you talk shit, people are going to talk shit about you. You're opening yourself up to that criticism. Like, why do you want to do that? Why? You're bringing it on yourself. Do you not realize that? It's always funny to me. It's like, if I talk shit, I expect people to talk shit. I expect people to talk shit even if I don't talk shit. I don't know what it is. Everybody just got something to say about me for some fucking reason. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You know, I pissed a girl off this week, actually, because she blew up the same girl that's been blowing up my phone with all these texts. She just kept going at it. And eventually I told her, like, you could insult me as many times as you want. It's not going to hurt my feelings. It's not going to hurt my feelings. And I meant that shit in my soul because it really doesn't. The only way that it affects me at all is that I know that I've shown you kindness and good character, and for you to not be able to see it, I feel like I'm wasting my time talking to you. If, like, no matter what I do, I'm just the same. All guys are pieces of shit and all that. Like, take me out that fucking category or we don't have to talk anymore. That's all I'm saying. Because if I've been nothing but nice to you, you don't even have a damn right to do that, honestly. So, I don't know. I just think they're tripping sometimes. Some of these women, which is what I date, you know. Every time I say that, full disclosure, I'm going to say it right now. I say that knowing that it applies most likely to both genders, but I only date women. So it's like, that's the only side I see. So don't take it personally. Like, it's like a attack against your gender. Sometimes it might be. Some stuff probably applies. But for the most part, like simple stuff like that, I'm sure both genders do it. I'm sure both genders do it. There's a lot of stuff that both genders do. And we rag on each other all day about it. And it's like, well, we both fucking do the same shit, you know. Some girl sent me a compilation video of all this shitty things that guys have done, and it was to all these married women, like, my husband, when I had cancer, played basketball in the hospital instead of visiting me until our neighbors talked him into coming. And I'm like, I wonder what the real story is. Other people see it and they're like, oh, what a monster. Oh my God, girl. And I'm like, was it like you were in there for a while? And then, because if you got cancer, I'm assuming it's not like a one-time thing. You don't just go to the hospital once and it's like, oh, well, you're all good. You're good to go. I know it varies wildly with cancer. There's all types of different cancers. But I'm thinking, like, what's being left out of this story? If you have been in the hospital for a while and he went out to play a pickup game, is that the end of the world? I don't know. Just wondering. There's what, like, it was just all this different stuff, but it ranged and stuff like that. A lot of it was just like, oh, my husband did this when he doesn't watch the kids, he doesn't do this and this. And there wasn't a lot of context. It was like, if you're a stay-at-home mom, like, most likely you are going to spend more time with the kids. It'd be pretty wild if he worked full-time and he still spent more time with the kids than you did. I would wonder how that would even be possible. Like, are you just in your room all day? Like, I don't know. So to me, I question it. It's funny because when I was younger, if a girl told me a sob story about guys, I took her side and I was like, oh man, I don't know why these guys are so mean to her. She's just good. She's so good. And they must just be doing something wrong and they must not appreciate her and all that. And then now, the older I've gotten, I've realized she may not have brought all of that onto herself. Maybe she didn't even bring most of it onto herself, but she brought some of that onto herself. Same thing with guys, I'm sure. It's like we all. And it could be as simple as just like not reading the red flags, disregarding the red flags when you see them. We see them, with crazy Cokie. As soon as she brought up Coke, I didn't want her to come, and I should have just took the L. Maybe would have been able to get my money back for her flight to me. Maybe would have, probably not. Wouldn't have had to pay for the baggage. So that's true. Man, crazy Cokie, bro. That was the red flag that I shouldn't have ignored. I mean, I felt bad, like, canceling and all that. In retrospect, like, knowing what I know now, I would not have felt bad canceling. Like, if I could have looked into the future and seen, like, oh no, this is gonna be horrible. Like, you are gonna hate this. You're going to be absolutely miserable for a couple of days. Like, if I could have seen that in a crystal ball, I definitely would have just had her stay home. Because fuck that. Fuck that, honestly. But anyway, yeah, if even if it's as simple as just ignoring the red flags, we are all culpable. Like, there's all, nobody's 100% innocent. Everybody got their own dirt, their own issues going on, so we can't fault people too much. We get kind of crazy about it sometimes, but I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But I don't know if I've mentioned this on here. I wanted to say my brother, youngest brother, is going to UCLA. He's starting soon, and he's actually on a trip right now. Before I get into the negative of that, I want to congratulate him. I want to congratulate the hot mess, When Jack in the Box had this hot mess burger, I don't know why, but like, we went to get it or whatever. It was like a fun thing. I guess we fell for the advertisement. This probably, like, I don't know how long ago this was. It was a while ago. Had to be at least 5 years, if not more. We go, I don't know, I could find it out easily. Look up whenever the hot mess came out of Jack in the Box. I don't care that much. Either way, it was years ago. So we're in the drive-thru, and like, they have like some animated sales pitch about it when you order it. It's like, if you're ready for the hot mess, can you make some noise? And he just goes, ah! He gets so excited and like out of nowhere, just like bursting my eardrums. And so when he graduated, we all cheered that, the hot mess. And I got them when he graduated from Chaffey College. And I got them, they had where you could tweet to Chaffey College and they'd put it out there, and I got them to actually put hot mess onto the board, So that was funny. We were at the Toyota Center. Toyota Arena? I think it's Toyota Arena, not sure. That was a yawn that I disguised there, by the way. I was just like, made me look like I was thinking. Clever. If you're watching the video element of this, that's what that was. I gotta do this, like, what? I don't know, that this bed is just relaxing every time I lay. I'm not even like fully laying in here. I'm like sitting up, kind of, every time I start to fall asleep. But anyway, I digress. So yeah, I got to put that on the board. And now he went to UC. He's going to UCLA, you know, so it's exciting for him. From Hot Mess to UCLA. What are the odds? But so he's on a trip with my dad right now. They went to like Utah, Arizona. They went to Zion National Park. I believe that's in Utah. Actually, I know it's in Utah. I don't know why I said I believe. Supposed to go to the Grand Canyon. And something happened where I guess there's gravel on the road. My dad was trying to turn around real quick. So he turns, the gravel makes the car flip, flips over, and it's totaled. The airbags come out and everything. Luckily, they survive. Not only survive, but they're fine, you know? It could have been a lot worse, obviously. And it really was just crazy news to hear. And now I have to drive to Arizona tomorrow morning, so I'm not looking forward to that. And I'm glad they're okay. Obviously, it's a super inconvenience and for everybody involved, and it just sucks. So hopefully they'll, you know, come out of it and be fine. That's what I hope for. As far as UCLA, I mean, honestly, that was my dream school when I was in like junior high and even into high school, you know. I would say that was my dream school, and then I didn't make it. I don't even know if I actually fully applied, because you had to pay to apply. And I think I kind of thought like, eh, I'm not gonna get in there. Like, I didn't do quite well enough, you know. But he got in. I mean, it helped him. I think it helped him with going to community college makes it a lot easier to transfer in later on. But I mean, it's no small feat, so he deserves congratulations for that. And yeah, it's just a crazy weekend with some of that stuff. Then Dell shows up out of nowhere. Chardell, you know, he's been on here a couple times. He shows up today. As I'm recording this, motherfucker interrupts, like, I want to say it was like 10 minutes in, 8 minutes in, something like that. This is my second attempt at recording it. No, this is my third right now, but I'm saying he interrupted my second attempt. I was trying to record last night. I was fucking falling asleep 30 minutes in, and I was just like, nah, I don't want to have a shitty podcast. Like, I gotta do better than this. I can't have this. So I decided to do it today. Tried to do it earlier, didn't work out. I guess it all worked out in the end. I had plans today. They ended up falling through, unfortunately. So, you know, it's all good. Everything was fine. But yeah, I had a. So Facebook Memories blessed me with a funny. Finally, they do something good, right? They blessed me with a funny story that I totally forgot about. So I used to, when I lived with my parents, I would have to do the dishes all the time. It might not have been every single night, but it was most nights I had to do them. Like, that was like my chore. I'd always be getting yelled at for not doing them or not doing them well or whatever the case was. So that led me to make sure that they were washed. Sometimes, like, I don't know if your family's like this, but they advertise dishwashers as like you could just put dishes in there, like covered in food, and it'll just like magically wash it all off. So when I would do dishes, I would like scrub it to where you could actually put it away just like that, you know? And then I put them in there. But like certain members of my family, they're following the fucking commercial guidelines, I guess, and what happened? I'm gonna tell you straight up, unless you got some crazy dishwasher that I don't know about, far as I could tell, when you do that, you end up just having food caked onto your dishes and fucking melted onto there by the high heat in the dishwasher. So, like, I don't think that shit works that well. So, there'd be times where they would do the dishes and they wouldn't really look clean. They'd be covered in food. Like, not covered, I guess, but there'd be food on them, you know? And I'd be like, okay, I guess these aren't ran, so I'm gonna run them again. My dad would get pissed if he knew that they had been run, and honestly, I don't even think he really knew. My dad loves to get mad at me, that's the thing, so he found a fucking way to get mad at me, another way. Like, oh, I'm a chew his ass out about this. It's like, no, I didn't do shit. But anyway, so he told me straight up, I was trying to tell him, like, well, it's better to wash him, right, than better if they get washed twice instead of not at all, right? And he said, I'd rather have the dishes put away dirty than washed twice. I'm just like, that doesn't even make any damn sense, Dad. But I can't say that. I mean, my youngest brother could probably get away with that. I can't criticize my dad, or he'll, at the time, he would threaten to kick me out. That was like his go-to, like, get the fuck out. And I'd have to fucking leave the house for a while, you know, even days maybe I'd be gone, you know, for like the stupidest shit. One time it was like me, like, just saying that I didn't think Curry should have won MVP or some shit like that. Something about Steph Curry not being as good as people were acting like he was. Get the fuck out! Like, why are you on his dick that hard, Dad? For real. What did Curry do for you? Like, I like Steph Curry. I don't have a problem with Steph Curry. I just thought people were dick riding a little hard because there's people out there who will say that he's like better than Kobe and stuff like that. I'm like, maybe a better shooter, but even then, it's like, it is a different era, technically. And not only that, but like, if he had to go up against the type of defense that was allowed in the 90s and 2000s, you know, I don't think he would have been able to be as effective. Because you see, when they put the clamps on him sometimes, it doesn't work out right there. Where it doesn't work out that well. What the fuck? It doesn't work out right there. What the fuck was that? Sorry, I'm criticizing myself. Yeah. See, I got the clamps put on me. I performed like Steph Curry under pressure. No, I'm just really don't have a problem with Steph Curry. But like, there was a while where he wasn't quite as good in the playoffs as he was during the regular season, you know. And then he did have that really good finals. I give him that. You know, I think he had a 50 burger in one of those games, right? That's no small feat, but you know, like, I was just like, I don't know. Like, he doesn't really play defense like that. That's a big thing for me. And people just act like defense doesn't matter when it's half the game, you know? And I mean, they try to make it more and more relevant all the time in every sport. It's like in football, it's like, oh, you can't breathe on these guys or you're going to get a 15-yard penalty. It's like shit like that. It's like they don't just let him play anymore, you know? So, which, by the way, that was funny to it's funny to see the Rams fans complaining today about the Rams Niners game. I'm gonna get into that later. They're complaining about the refs now. It's just like, come on, son, come on now. But anyway, my parents are so cheap. My dad, that's what that came down to. My dad was just being fucking cheap. He didn't want the water bill to be higher. He didn't want the fucking soap to have to buy soap sooner, you know? And it's like, come on, man. Honestly, is it really? I don't think it's ever bad that dishes get washed twice. Like, a lot of times they could probably use it, especially when you got those fucking food particles floating around in the dishwasher, you know? You know what's funny? Even now, when I get a cup out of the pantry, I wash it out. He gets mad that I wash it out. It's like, they're clean. Why are you wasting my water? It's like, what the fuck, man? Probably cost you like a fraction of a cent. Like, what the fuck is the big deal? I can see fucking food particles in this cup. I don't want to drink that. You know, like, I don't want fucking cereal bits in my water, whatever the fuck is in there. I don't know. I don't want fucking last week's lasagna in my water. Thank you. Just like, why? Just gets mad at the stupidest shit all the time. Fucking dad, man. It's funny, though. It is funny, I'll give him that. It's funny to watch. But yeah, that was funny. My parents are so cheap. The whole family's cheap, really. It makes me laugh. So I guess it gives me material, honestly. Gave me a couple minutes on this show, and I feel like that's gonna be one of those classic bits I talk about all the time. He always says, he's always like, there's so many that I lose track of all the bits that I could give you. He's always creating new ones too. He ain't done. He's still cooking. Ken is still cooking. That's my dad's name if you didn't know. Ken Jr. He's still out here cooking. Cooking every day. But anyway, if you notice my facial hair, I always forget that I have like a cleft chin. I look like a goddamn superhero. I always forget that because my beard will be long enough where you don't really see it, but then when I cut it, you see like the, you see, I know you see me, you feel me. I got that superhero chin. Where the hole's at? Oh man. So the new Nas and Hit-Boy album dropped. Another new one. They got six albums together now. Crazy. I lost track. I mean, I listened to them all. I really did, but you know, the Magic ones didn't. The first Magic didn't really feel like an album. You know, it felt like some type of side project more. People love it though. I mean, one of the people that I follow, he put that as the number one album of this thing. I would not agree with that, but hey, I don't think I liked the Magics quite as much as the King's Disease albums. I might put one of the maybe the best Magic above King's Disease 2. I'm in the minority in this, but King's Disease 2 didn't hit as well as the first or third for me. Still great, don't get me wrong, but like the first was like just amazing, really. And the third, I think, was the best one. It was the best album they had together in this run. I don't know if they're going to continue. They're like saying it's a finale. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I hope they continue. I wouldn't mind if they took a break. Maybe not. I it would be cool to hear Nas do that premiere album that he's talked about. That would be cool, you know. If I were Nas, you know what I would do? I would do like a double album, and one side be produced by Dr. Dre, and the other side produced by Premier, and call it like East and West or some shit. That's what I would do. I might do that if I get the power. That would be hard. That'd be fucking tight. Like, since I got in the rap game, like, that was something that I wanted to do. So I'm gonna speak into existence. I'm gonna do it. We're gonna have East and West, or East meets West, or I'll call it like Sunrise in the East, Sunset in the West, or Sunrise Sunset. Some shit like that. I want to do that. That would be fire. You got the probably the greatest East Coast producer, and you got general consensus best West Coast producer. And maybe there's a couple collabs in there, you know? Maybe Pete Rock throws down something with Premier. Maybe a Q-Tip, you know? Maybe we do that. And then the West Coast side, maybe Quick links up with Dre. Maybe Daz, you know? Who's to say? That'd be tight, though. I would love to do that. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I'd love to do something like that. I do want to do an album with Hit-Boy, too. Call it Inland Emperors. That should be tight. I could picture the cover, too. Just us dressed like fucking emperors. And maybe have it look like one of those old paintings, you know? That'd be hard. That would be fucking tight, I think. So, might have to do that. Maybe even me, Hit-Boy, and like another MC and do like a joint project like that. That'd be tight. Smoke the game, you know? People gotta put respect on my name because some of your favorites bite my shit, man. I say it all the time, but they bite my damn lines. And y'all get impressed by these weak ass bars. I got the bars, motherfuckers. Don't forget that. I'll out rap your favorite rapper. I'm your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. I'm just nonstop creativity, nonstop like original shit, you know? Nonstop punchlines. What more can you ask for? That's right. So, yeah. Anyway, not to get off on a tangent, but yeah, I want to do more shit. I want to work with legendary motherfuckers. That's what I'm into. That's what I'm feeling right now. So, I'm gonna get into some reviews. KZR reviews. Now I should come up with another jingle for that. Have a whole nother attitude. KZRO Reviews, baby. So this week I saw two movies in theaters. I think actually I saw two movies in general. I didn't watch movies on the TV. I've been reading a lot. Been reading a lot. Should I rate books? That'd be smart. I'm gonna rate some books. Okay, I'm gonna rate books. So I read a book called The Jew of Home Depot and Other Short Stories by Max Apple, I believe, is the author. I'm sorry if I messed the name up. Read that book. Man, my movie and book reviews are gonna be like the same type of scores. I already tell. So with that book, I give it 7.5 Zeus slaps out of 11, God. So I give it. It's a good, solid book. I didn't realize that it was gonna be there's gonna be that much of a focus on Jewish people when I got it. For some reason, I just thought that was like one of the stories. It's like almost every story had Jewish people, which I mean, no problem with that at all. Like my name is super Jewish as it is. If y'all don't know, Zachary Jacob, like super Hebrew. So even my last name, Young. Like even that is total. That's a very versatile name because a lot of Asians have the last name Young, you know, white people, black people, and Jewish people potentially too. So pretty versatile, Young, I would say. So yeah, man. I give that book 7.5 Zeus slaps. I read The Hemingway Women. I enjoyed that. I think it dragged on a bit, but I enjoyed it. It's like 500 pages, so that's a lot. I think you got a pretty good insight. You know what? I'm gonna give her a little more credit. I forget the author's name, man. It was Bernice something, but you could find it. It's called The Hemingway Women. I don't have it in front of me. Actually, I turned it in already, so I'm not gonna look at it. You get the idea. Just look up The Hemingway Women if you're interested. It's like 500 pages. So I read that bird and. You know what? It kept me engrossed. I was interested. It was sad, hard to read. Kind of painted him, made Hemingway seem like an asshole. I really like him as an author, and I'm actually reading The Sun Also Rises right now. I traded in those books for The Sun Also Rises and what's the other one? A Farewell to Arms, classic Hemingway books. I've always loved his work, but I know he's not the greatest person in the world. He's kind of an asshole. But yeah, it was interesting. And I think the other one with the short stories, I don't think nearly as much work went in. This lady was interviewing people and all that. I'm gonna give it a solid 8 out of 11 Zeus slaps, God. That's what I'm gonna give it, The Hemingway Women. Forever. Anyway, in terms of games, or no, not games, I'm sorry. Movies. Two movies I saw. The first was Gran Turismo. Now, I gotta say, I'm a little conflicted over the score that I'm gonna give it. I really fucking enjoyed that movie more than I expected. I found myself like cheering for the driver, Jan Martinborough, I believe, unless I'm saying his name wrong. Anyway, I was cheering for him in the movie, like as if it was a real sports event. I'm cheering for him. I really got like into it and it was good. I think it could have been a little bit better, but I think they did very well for being a video game based movie. Honestly, I feel like that they've really turned the tide on that, 'cause like Mario was pretty good, The Last of Us was really good, you know. I've heard Twisted Metal's even pretty good, so I feel like they've turned that around. For a while, like everything that came out that was related to video games that wasn't video games was just a piece of shit. So I think they've changed that perception. Like Mario's a billion-dollar grossing movie now, so yeah, pretty impressive. But yeah, I liked the movie. I really did. I think, and I saw somebody else say that they didn't like it because it didn't show enough of his story. And I think they could have showed a little more, maybe just slightly. I think what they did show was enough. It wasn't like it fully took away, but could have been a little more, I think, at the same time. Getting waters now. Kind of weird to call them waters. We all do that, but it's like, it is technically just water. Grab a water. Grab waters.
Are you? So,
getting into it.
Yeah.
I got wet the old whistle. Looking for something to wet my whistle, just some water. Don't sue me. But yeah, so I would give it. It had pretty good acting. Jaime Hansu, you know, as the dad. It was honestly, it was a more emotional movie than I expected. It affected me emotionally. I was a bit overcome with emotion. And I came. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't come. But he did well. Orlando Bloom did well. I forget the dude's name. I just want to call him Hopper from Stranger Things. And the main actor that played, it's a real race car driver, a real Formula One driver, Jan Martinborough, now, you know. And for those who don't know, basically what it is he logged a bunch of hours on the Gran Turismo video game, like driving in an actual like car rig, like a real simulation of it. And it's supposed to be a racing simulator. Like, it's very realistic. I've known about that game. I played it, you know, but I've known about the process of them, like, importing. At one point, it was like 700 cars into the game and getting it all right, like fine tuning it to where it feels exactly like the car. And I know they've only added more cars and stuff, but when they add all that and it's like, it's down to every little movement, like it knows it's going exactly the speed it's supposed to, handling exactly the way it's supposed to, it's fine tuned like beyond belief. So they host a tournament. This really happened. They hosted a tournament for like the best Gran Turismo drivers in the world to join a racing team to actually compete against real racers in real cars. They actually did that, and he won the tournament, you know, and he's still racing to this day. So it was an interesting movie. I thought they did very well for the subject matter, and I would give it a 7.5 Zeus slaps. God, really was pretty good, honestly. I would recommend it. It exceeded my expectations. I also saw A Haunting in Venice. And that movie didn't quite meet my expectations. Not bad. Certainly not bad. I felt it dragged a bit. It was interesting. Good acting in there. Michelle Yeoh, fresh off her Oscar win, is in there. She won the Oscar for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And then Spectre. I don't know the actors' names. It's a lot of European actors, but the one who played the inspector did very well. And I thought really everybody did pretty well in there, but it was an interesting movie. I felt like it felt a like it was also missing a little something for me, but I give it a solid 7.5/11 Zeus slaps. God, I thought they did well. I give them props for the movie. It's beautifully shot, cool setting, you know, good costumes and all that. But a little something was missing. Not bad, but a little something was missing, you know, so I wouldn't say it was bad. I give it that's a pretty good score. Pretty solid there. So that's it for the reviews for the week. I'm not going to review that Nas album. If I were to review it, I'm leaning towards like a 7.5/11 Zeus slaps, but I got to give it some more listens. It has some phenomenal stuff on there. I felt like Nas Flow wasn't quite as sharp as it has been on other Hit Boy projects. It was missing a little something. Not bad, but missing just a tad, just a little bit. It's like, this is a little off, Nas. I like it. It's a little off. So yeah, I honestly, that being said, I believe the new renaissance is on the way. I do. I think that if you look at our genres, if you look at our mediums, I guess, it feels like something's on the way. I think people are fed up with mumble rap. I think they're finally getting tired of it, like enough people, not everyone. Still got Sexy Red dropping horrible bars. I guess she's not a mumble rapper, but goddamn is she bad. She's one of the worst rappers I've heard in a minute, and it's like so dumb. I feel like I lose brain cells listening to her. It's like shit that doesn't even make sense. My Koji Pink, my Bodie Hall Brown. It's like out of nowhere, just super vulgar. And I hate to sound like that because you sound like a boomer, but it's just like it's over the top and it's not clever or creative or anything. It's just okay. You're literally just like, it'd be like if I was just like my hand beige, you know, out of nowhere. I'm in a rage, my hand light beige. I don't know. It's just like, okay, cool, weird flex, but okay. Like, I'm wearing a blue shirt. Like, what's the point? I don't want to think about your booty hole or your coochie. Why are you saying that? It's just like so classless. And I'm not that type of person normally. She just reeks of classlessness, though. And honestly, I'm tired of you motherfuckers promoting people like her, making her millions of dollars when, like, talented artists don't get a shot. You think it's, like, some funny joke or some shit. Fuck that shit. She doesn't appreciate it. You know, it's just trash that y'all keep propping up this fucking trash like this. You're ruining hip-hop. You people are ruining hip-hop. The people that support that fucking garbage like that. It's like, there's no redeemable quality to this. It's not catchy. It's just extremely dumb. I don't want to just hate on... It's not just Sexy Red. There's so much stuff, you know, that's just watering down the genre. People care less and less about lyrics all the time, and we got to deal with this fucking bullshit. It sounds horrible, man. Just horrible. I don't get it. But yeah, I think a renaissance is on the way. I think people are tired. People have superhero fatigue. They got mumble rap fatigue. You know? They got EA Games fatigue for games. Everyone's just tired of the formulaic stuff. Of the fucking... I guess it's smash and grab, as they say. It's just like... getting in, getting out. Duping people into buying into some whack shit. And getting your money. It's basically what they do. They don't give a fuck about the future of the genre. And that's what sucks is you get the sense these artists don't respect the genre. They don't care. They just want to get what money they can out of it. Like, I see people trying to become artists all the time. And at first, when especially when I was younger, it'd be like, oh, that's cool. They want to be artists. Like, I hope they succeed. Like, you know, I hope they make some great art. I would enjoy that art. And then later you see it's like, oh, this person's just joining because they know there's good money in this, and they're kind of, they don't like it, they don't love it, they don't like it even, but they know it's a way for them to get money, so they're kind of taking spots away from people who really are passionate about it, which seems fucked up to me, but I don't know. I digress, as I have several times this show. But yeah. Everyone loves art, but no one wants to pay for it. You know how it goes. That's how it always is. Everyone loves art. Who do you know that doesn't love art? I guess there was that one guy that I met when I was doing the petitioning. And I had a petition for, like, helping kids' art programs in schools. You know, and he was like, well, who cares about that? He just did not give a shit at all about art programs. To him, it was probably useless. It's like, well, I ain't gonna make you money. Which, I mean, as an artist, there's a good chance he won't make money or won't make much money. But it's worth a try. If it's something you're passionate about, especially if it's something you have a skill at, you should go for it. You know, don't let anyone tell you that you can't. Because the reality is, you know, nobody knows how this works. A lot of it's just random. I mean, a lot of it is them just pushing whoever... it signs with them and can make them the most money, whoever they can control. But I mean, there's still stuff that sneaks through from time to time. And we know what that is. There's still stuff that sneaks through the cracks, and they have to contend with that. So yeah, I don't know. It's still pretty weird to me that that girl blocked me over money like that, like so wild. Not the girl that actually owes me a bunch of money, but that girl that, like, was trying to have me pay her car note. I know y'all have seen it, so that's like I have not talked to her since then. Like, I've tried. I reached out, I'm blocked. I haven't talked to her since, like, I didn't pay for her fucking car note. It's like, I'm not paying for your fucking car note. I don't want to do that. Like, that's not my responsibility. I don't know you. I haven't even actually met you in person. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. She found some simp to pay it. What's funny is, like, so she did that. She said all this stuff about, she said I wasn't a real man. Sounds like a real man to me, like paying for her fucking bills. I'm like, all right, if that's how you judge manhood, like, enjoy that, because that's only going to last so long. No dude's going to put up with you just like having them pay all the bills. Eventually, there's going to be a breaking point where they're like, fuck this. So, yeah, I haven't talked to her since then. And it's just so trash to me that you could talk about you love somebody and all this stuff, and then you end up like leaving them like that. It's like, how much? So you block me because I ask like you to send the money back that you said you would. And then like she got some other guy she claims to pay her way. So I requested the money back and I said like, have your new boyfriend pay since he's paying your bills now. Like a fucking bitch ass simp. I didn't say the last part, I didn't say the fucking bitch ass simp thing. But it's implied. I just said, like, have your boyfriend pay since he was paying your bills. I think that's totally fair. It's not unreasonable. Why the fuck do I have to pay for anything? You know? Why should I? If you have, like, the discount, why should I have to pay for everything? But yeah, so I don't know. I don't recommend lending money. It's not worth it at all. I'm still waiting on this money back from this girl, and it's just ridiculous. It's like now it's like 2 weeks since they supposedly mailed the check and no sign of it. Like, what the fuck? But what can you do? I just keep waiting, but it's getting really old, getting really annoying, trying to make it work. But yeah, she still owes me. I will mess with Texas anytime. It's too easy to just mess with Texas. Like, they think they're so hard, but they're really not. I mess with them all day, every day. I eat Texas for breakfast. No Tex-Mex, though. Fuck that bullshit. Or eat them Cali style. I'll smoke them, roll them, and smoke them up. Texas. Now, some dumbass. So Texas apparently is shortening the school year to only 4 days a week. Like, yeah, that's what y'all need with like one of the worst education systems in the country. Y'all need to go to school less. That sounds wonderful. Great idea, guys. So I commented and said like, damn, Texans are getting even stupider. I didn't think that was possible. And like, some guy commented, like, yeah, you didn't think it was possible. We thought Californians were smarter than Texans. But now we know they're not. And he spelled like some word wrong. And it's like he just passed me the alley-oop. Like, all I had to do was like point out the correct spelling of that word, and it just made him look totally stupid because he was going off on a rant about how they're better than people, you know. So I thought it was funny, but anyway, yeah, I'm not lending money anymore. Don't ask me for shit. After this whole experience, it's really pissed me off, and I haven't lent anyone money. I just like, I don't trust them. I think it's stupid the way they do that stuff. Like, I've been nothing but nice to people, but they pull these fucking schemes like this. It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah. I will mess with Texas any day. Does anyone know if the aliens in Mexico are real? Because, like, I think they're trying to debunk it, but they haven't fully debunked it yet. So, I don't know what's going on. I hope that they'll fucking change it soon, you know? I want to know, are they real or not? I'm leaning towards no right now because I've read some stuff where that guy's done stuff like that before, and I'm like, oh, it might just be a conspiracy theorist. I mean, I get it. That's not easy work all the time. I understand. But yeah, I will mess with Texas, and I want to make like an Ernest Hemingway movie. I think that'd be fun, is he's like a caricature of masculinity. After reading that story and reading some of his work, it's like he's such a caricature of masculinity. It's like he's just sailing around the world, getting into bar brawls, like sailing around the world, getting drunk, having bar brawls, shooting lions, shooting like rhino, all this stuff. I'm not saying I want to do that. I think it was a different time where stuff wasn't as endangered as it is now. Still, probably never really a good look, but you know, it makes sense in that sort of way. But yeah, I try my best with everything going down. I just try to stay positive as usual. Not always easy. And that's all I can really do. I want to make I think it would be interesting. I know they've made Ernest Hemingway movies, but I think you could make an interesting one if you combined all the facts of his life together. Yeah, so that's what I try to do. Fox News spends a ridiculous amount of time talking about trans people. It's hilarious because it comes on at the gym, right? They have Fox News and CNN, probably so no one gets pissed off, but everyone ends up getting pissed off. So, Fox News is always talking about trans people, like as if it's like a real threat, as if there's like so many trans people. Last I checked, only 0.6% of people were trans. So, the amount of coverage that Fox News gives them seems just absolutely ridiculous to me, especially for like a network that claims that they're a problem. Why would you want to give them that much of a platform if they're such a problem, you know? The truth is, you know, it's ratings because, like, your people eat it up whenever you talk about trans people. They can't wait because a lot of them are probably closeted. Like, they're actually trans, but they're, like, closeted. Or they're actually gay, but they're closeted. So, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. I could see it. I'm making it through. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. Like the people who hate the LGBTQ plus like a lot, those people are always really sus to me. Like I feel like they're in the closet, you know. Feels like it. It's like when you hate them that much, it's like it's not even relevant to you if unless you're one of them, which you might be. But normally I'm like, this is not relevant to you. Like it's not affecting your life like that. So I get it. But yeah, I mean, just let people fuck, honestly. Just let people fuck. People are gonna fuck anyway. Why is it your business who they're fucking? Like, just chill, you'll be all right. Stop worrying about it. Go get yourself some pussy, okay? Go get yourself some dick. Even if it's theirs, just stop worrying about who they're fucking. Just chill. That's their lifestyle, that's their lifestyle. Stop trying to mess with it. So, yeah. I would say my poetic soul has boundless feelings. That's what I would say. And now, KZR on boards! So, I believe in Coach Prime. I think he's fascinating to follow. I think it's gonna work out for them. I'm not saying they're gonna win a national championship. I want to see more, but I definitely thought that they'd be good this year. Didn't understand why there were so few believers, you know. I followed his career with Jackson State, his little coaching career there, and so I knew he's been good. Been very good. Done a very good job coaching. His son looks like a Heisman candidate. I mean, I know he's happy as hell right now, like. It was just an all in all great start to the year for them. 3-0 to start the year. That's crazy. But they did it. They beat some pretty solid teams too. I mean, Colorado State, not so much, but they lost their number one receiver early in the game, you know, so that happens. Certainly happens. But I thought it was impressive. I'll tune into the next one most likely. So on the baseball side of things, Julio Urias, I don't think I mentioned him, but he got suspended by the Dodgers. And I just think that it was incredibly fucking stupid what he did. Like, you hit a woman already bad enough, but then you do it after you already got caught the first time. Like, and you do it at the Leo Messi game in LA, like one of the biggest sports events of the year. You do that in front of all these celebrities and shit. What are you doing? For real. What the fuck are you thinking? He tanked his Dodger career and maybe his MLB career in general. The Dodgers are done. They took down his murals. They took his merch out of their stores at the stadium. Like, they're done. They're cutting ties, you could tell. They're like, nah, we gave you a chance. You fucked up. And in like a really dumb way, you know, so we can't have you on the team anymore. That's basically what they told him. So I don't know why he did that. I honestly, I mean, if I, this is just speculation. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this is a bad look. I think that he is probably an alcoholic, if I had to guess. This is reckless speculation. Because to me, the lapse in judgment, like not, for one thing, for you to get that mad, like knowing that you almost pissed away $100 million or more last time, knowing that you did that, you know, you would think that you would know better. You would think you'd be, you'd consider that more. But no, this dumbass hits his girl at the game. And I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know why he chose to do that. Like, he didn't need to. He really didn't have to do that. I just don't get it. Like, if I'm not a big fan of men hitting women in general. Like, I don't think it's the end of the world like some people do. But I've never done it myself. I don't see myself doing it. Don't think it's going to happen at this point if it hasn't happened by now. You know? I think it'll be fine. No matter what. So, try my best. But yeah, man, he fucked it up. I don't understand why Julio Urias did that. He's a fucking idiot, man. He's very dumb. And I mean, he has a 4.6 ERA on the Dodgers this year. He ain't even good this year. Like, he could kiss his sorry ass goodbye. Honestly, you're on the best organization in baseball. You fuck around like an idiot and hit your wife. Fucking dumbass. I just can't say it enough that he's a fucking dumbass. Fuck you and your dumbass eye. Maybe that's too mean. She should have fucked it. She should have popped him in the eye. It's gotta be a weak point. He punches him and his eye's back to normal. So this is an interesting headline. It's about Dana White, and he said that he felt nothing. His parents died recently, and he said he felt nothing. Like, that's a weird flex, but okay, bro. It's like, why are you that mad? I ain't mad. I'm chilling. But yeah, it's been interesting to watch. Dana White said he felt nothing when his parents died. I'm just like, why? How, why would you say that, for one? How do you not feel anything? Really says a lot about the type of person he is. He's a pretty cold-hearted businessman. Doesn't pay his fighters, so I guess it makes sense. If he doesn't value his parents, why the fuck would he value fighters, you know? They're only the most important thing for your organization, but yeah, keep paying them peanuts. I'm sure that'll go well in the long run. It's just crazy. But The UFC guys got to stop allowing that shit. Like, you got to move off that promotion. Start your own fucking league. Tell them, fuck you. You got the platform. They can't stop you. So, I don't understand it personally. I wouldn't let it fly. Other people say they would. Nah, I wouldn't let it fly. Fuck that. Fuck that. But anyway, I digress once again. And I'm gonna get into the Book of Grav. No skips make it easy for the DJs. Just throw my album on in the shorter replay. Yo, I'm blessing them perennially. Everything you want Zinni to be. And more 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 and more. I put my head down and write masterpieces. They all respect who Soundblaster Z is. A splat of psoriasis with the sharp pin strokes. I lost count of all the hearts Zim broke. I invoke classics. Y'all bless by the vibes. Demolishing dumbass diatribes. Yo! Expose fake bitches expeditiously. Physically, I wreck 'em viciously. No DV, I mean, slay, Yas Queen. I'm cooking DP dope while you stay lost, fiends. While you stay last, fiends. Yeah, either way. Chaos of a Zen Den inhabitant. I can't even read this. Sorry. Fuck. I lost it. All right, you're getting another one. Don't be mad, I'm stacking monster chips. Don't be mad, I'm packing monster dick. When Zach is on your chick, I'm macking on her quick. You rappers wander, acting nondescript. Stick to the script, I ride my own legacy. Ain't nobody on the throne next to me. Ha ha. Yeah, your chick's mind blown when I'm in the zone sexually. Got him begging to get thrown extra D. It's me, Raptura of the Megazee. I'm the return of the Megazee. Got him begging to throw extra D. But I never left, yo. Check the spree. Yo, it's me. I've seen this way so many days. Details only. Only way I'm going down is in a blaze. Fighting for the right to express artistically. Even if it's my heart's got misery. So there you go. We're watching all those talentless hacks. I'm trying to read, it's a balancing act. Yeah. I'm evading all your prosecution. Out of my own way, never lost solutions. I'm sick of living in destruction. I hope you move off that. I hope you move off that. But anyway, yeah, you get the idea. Book of Grav, throwing a couple out there. Nah, I think I'm pretty good for now, but never know. We'll have this one start out. Yeah. Bitch, I go so hard and they know that's part. Come at me, I'm in the last place your whole ass stared. I know that's fair. It's a brutal place. Get your toe tagged there. I'll make sure you'll never go back there. Yeah. Thank you for listening. This has been Zero Grav, Life in Zero Gravity, Vida in Zero Gravidad, however you want to call it. I appreciate you. I love you. And I'll try to do better in the future. Good night. That's all I could really do. I love everybody. I just want to see you live your dreams more than anything. I don't want it to be like you're just out here struggling doing something you really don't want to do. Like, we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to be satisfied and feel good about everything that's going on. So I hope you find that peace within that, you know? It can not, it can be, damn. But I don't know. Much love to everybody out there. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week. Be better prepared. I know I say that all the time. I'll be even better prepared. I think we did pretty well. But anyway, I love you. And stay safe out there. And that's all there is. That's all she wrote from KINGBZRO. Much peace. Much love.